ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you.
Is the problem your sin? Did you think that your sin is too big, he cannot actually forgive you?
That's the problem.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has already put away sin.
Amen.
He defeated
sin at the cross. He died and he rose again.
Amen.
And he sits at the right hand of the throne of God. Is the problem? Because I'm asking you a question. Is the problem that you think your sin is too strong and you can't overcome it?
Your problem, I think you think it's a
master.
It's too strong, say you don't get it. In the world, you don't believe you.
Like my brother, you had tried to live the Christian life. He went to preacher school and he still failed life.
As my brother, they thought,
he don't care. Fornicator. And that's the problem. Is your sin too strong? Is it too strong for you? Is that the problem as to why you're scared and saying, I won't come to Jesus because it isn't real. I can't continue in it.
Amen. You know what I'm talking about? Because people are saying it's not too strong for you. Don't be like that.
Listen to me. Listen. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ,
that blood of Jesus,
has earned the power of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father, the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit of God, he comes down and gets in the life of a man or of a woman. He gives us a new life, a brand new heart, and joy in the will of God and in the gospel.
And that Holy Spirit, I don't bring comfort in the life of that person, whether you believe Jesus. And that person can't get new life, can't get joy inside that.
Is the problem, please listen to me. Is the problem? Is the problem as you think that you won't be happy if you trust in Jesus Christ and if you give your life unto Him, if you think that you're going to be miserable?
Maybe your problem is that you still think you give your life to Jesus, you're going to finish things, you're going to get done again for life.
That's false religion. It's miserable.
That will be true.
Let me ask you, who gives much more pleasure? Is it God or is it Satan?
Who's better? Who they give back to where? Who they give something to where? Now God, I've been a devil.
Who loves you more?
Who loves you more?
God. The Almighty God has loved us enough to give up His everlasting soul, His Son, His being, and to die upon the cross, and to bring us into heaven, into paradise, when we die. That's love.
That's love. We can come up. And I don't love us so much. Don't give up the Son.
If the Son that His Son will give us life, and we will live that forever.
And if God has that much love,
and if that has been that love, He has love with God for me and you.
He has power to give you and me joy doing His will right now.
It means that He can power to give me a new joy so that I can peace with Him in life.
It will be persecutions. It will be trials and troubles.
Trouble will come.
And you will not get everything that you want in this life.
And you will get everything where you want to take this life.
But God will give you Himself.
For God will God Himself give you.
He's not a magic lamp and I get the things that I want. But through prayer and fasting and hope and obedience, I get Himself.
Not the magic way that you give you want, but now you pray and obedience and give Himself.
That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Is the problem if you think you'll start, but you can't finish. Is that the problem? He will keep you until the end, until the finish line. Scripture says that He is faithful who called you into His brand new life, and He will also do it. He'll do everything. He will chasten you and me if we need it, and spank our backside, and turn us around with His loving discipline. He'll do it.
With His love, He will discipline us. Even when we do wrong, He will call us back.
He'll keep us.
Only when you live.
And when this life is over,
and when this life and this end don't finish,
me and you will be in paradise.
Me and you will live in paradise.
we shall live forever. When the lake of fire is burning,
when that fire is burning,
me and you shall be in paradise through Jesus Christ alone. Put your trust in.
Put your mind for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Today I have the word of God. The wife has been the word is enough for the wife.
Amen.
Yeah, that's why. Take it.